Thank you, everybody, and welcome to our third 12 Gates. As we quieten the mind to the task in hand, let us recall why we have joined together today to enter the ashramic space and to join with many others in facilitating the antakaranic energy from Shambhala via Hierarchy, via the ashram, into our group and beyond, into humanity. And so, we silently wait and visualize the downpouring of light through the crown chakra. And at our feet, there is a box. And place within that box those things not required on our journey together. Families, careers, health, finances, friends. The incarnate life which you temporarily inhabit. And we shall begin, as we always do, with a ceremony of protection. To envelope the group with love and fiery energy. So that we may be positive in the knowledge that we are enshrouded with light and love and power within the ring pass knot of our work today. From the 12 points of the star, let the fire burn. Let the four archangels respond and see to their task. Let them deliver unto the sons of men their destiny. From that mighty mountain, let the one return and let the plan work out. Let the soul of Petrus respond to the initiator's call. Let the 12 points merge into one. From that one, let the fire burn upon its course. So I petition thee, O Archangel of the North. So I petition thee, O Archangel of the South. So I petition thee, O Archangel of the East. So I petition thee, O Archangel of the West. Let the one initiator hear his disciples call. Bring me your rod of iron. Bring me your solace deep. Bring me your mighty fire. Let the workers respond to my call. Let them go upon their course at my direction. I have laid bare my all and have set aside my chattels. I am ready for the work. And so, an unbroken circle is placed about us. We seek the protection of our ashram. And in the name of the world teacher, we invoke the blessing and protection of the overlighting Deva and the lords of love. Om. Om. And before us, we visualize a great wall of fire. And we enter, not alone, but as a unit of service of our spiritual hierarchy, seeking to return to the source of our very being. And we enter the portal of fire to burn the cluttered dross that surrounds each and every one of us. And so we enter the fire by friction, the first of the three fires, the fire of the body that relates to humanity in incarnation. Let this fire envelope you and visualize the pure flames burning within and without you and throughout your auric system and chakric system. And the dross dissolves and transmutes into light. I seek the way, I yearn to know, visions I see and fleeting deep impressions. Beyond the portal on the other side lies that which I call home, for the circle hath been well nigh trod and the end approaches the beginning. I seek the way all ways my feet have trod, the way of fire calls me with fierce appeal. Naught in me seeks the way of peace, naught in me yearns for earth. Let the fire rage, the flames devour. Let all the dross be burnt. And let me enter through that gate and tread the way of fire. This is the third aspect of the divinity of God, of the fiery nature of God. Burning through the personality, through the etheric, and astral bodies, all those feelings and reactions dissolve. And our body is cleansed and purified. And before us is a further wall of light. And beyond that wall is the fire of the soul. And let us pass through that wall of fire as it blends with our very being. And purifies and transforms the lower bodies and the heart centers of each and every one of us. Solar fire relates to our spiritual hierarchy. Revealing our very souls. Which is the pathway to initiation. the burning ground. Always beckons every accepted disciple. Offering the opportunity to let go. The purpose of my soul must show itself through burning. That which obstructs and hinders must disappear before the power of God. That power am I. I, therefore, tread the way unto the burning ground. There hindrances disappear. And before us is the third and last wall of fire, completing the triple aspect of fire, that is the pathway to initiation for all disciples. And let us pass through this third wall into the fire as it relates to Shambhala, electric fire. Electric fire relates to the monad. And the first ray. And so these three fires prepare us and cleanse us and clean us, ready for our work in the depths of the ashram. And so we stand, applicants at the portal of light, ready to receive the blessings of our ashram, ready to serve spiritual hierarchy as the point of contact upon our earth plane, which is so desperately needed at this difficult time. And so cleansed, we move forward. And before us is a great wall of beautiful shimmering light, which we know as our ashram. And we move into the energy of love wisdom, which permeates our ashram. And permeates all of humanity and our known universe. And so, bathed in that light of the second ray, in a distance is a point of light, the gateway into the inner ashram. And we begin to connect to the ashramic devas and members who await us on the other side of the gate. And so we stand before the gate of light, while I recite the disciples' invocation. May the flame of the One find the crucible of your being. May the Mighty One issue forth from on high. May love eternal and love inclusive rule over all. Let the flame spin upon the way. Let the light stand revealed. Let the seeker become the rose. May the tide of illusion be turned. May the great work be completed. May the white ones issue their ultimatum. Let the ultimatum be heard by those who have ears to hear. Let them have insight and knowledge that they may understand. Let them choose aright and with free will. And in so choosing, let peace come to earth. Om. 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 And so we stand before the gate and seek admittance therein to the inner ashram. Great Lord of Light, accept us, thy servants, who seek to serve thee. And let us pass through that point of light into our ashram. And the millions of souls and devas greet us as part of the family of light. Let us now connect to the devas and invoke their light and love, not only upon our group, but into humanity itself. And let us make the connection within the ashram. With those devas, that we might work in unison to bring love and light and power into humanity in these times of the ultimatum. Great David, Lord, hear our prayer. We invoke thy light as it is written. The time of need has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. Bring forth thy fiery wisdom. Join with the masters alike of angels and men. Bring forth the chalice anew. Come forth, O Mighty One, and join with us on earth. Pour forth the waters of joy. Pour forth the waters of peace. Pour forth the waters of healing. Come forth, O Mighty One. We, the children of earth, invoke thee, O Protector and Divine Power. Smite the unclean and raise the transmuted ones. We invoke thee now and thy presence in all thy glory. Come forth, O Mighty One. And so we pray to thee, come. And so we invoke thee, come. And so we serve thee, come. Come with thy hoard of light. We implore thee in the name of the one initiator. Hear our call. The time is here. The testing has begun. We lose our fear and embrace thy love eternal. Alight our hearts with love. Come forth now. Be amongst us and within us, we who seek to serve. Pour forth thy light upon our earth, O Lord of light, come forth. Within the ashram I have taken my place. My little light is merged and blended with the greater light. For thus I best can serve. I face the Master and know his light and mine to be the same. I turn and send my light into the dark to guide some wanderer home. Grant me the light that I may shine. Let me throughout the world of time and space radiate light, create light, transmit the light. And treading thus the lighted way, which is my light itself, enter the light. And so return the light to those who need, to those likewise from whence it came. And in the distance, there is a point of light. And through that point of light, the flow of love and power and light flows as a continuum from Shambhala via our hierarchy, of which we are a part. Down through our ashram, through the gate, and out into our group. And from our group, into the new group of world servers, of which we are part. And out into the world of humanity. Cleansing. Transmuting. Connecting as above, so below. And from afar there is a point of light, so strong and powerful and radiant. It envelopes all of us in a cloak of light and love and power. As it seeks to express itself to all the various levels and planes of our existence, down to incarnate matter. It is unstoppable. It is unknowable. And it pours down through the hierarchy, through each and every one of us. And so let us link from the highest to the lowest, from Shambhala all the way down to the Mineral Kingdom. Let us transmit the light together. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And the point of light grows stronger as we approach the world teacher and touch the hem of his cloak of many colors. Silently now, we wait. The world teaches love is constant and continually outpouring. It is only humanity who shuts it off. It is only humanity's ignorance which denies the continuum of love which pours forth from Shambhala. The illusion of separateness and the temporary nature of a single incarnation. Great Lord of Light, hear our prayer. We before Thee come to offer service. We before Thee come to offer supplication. We before Thee offer all that we are. We invoke Thee and Thy hosts of light. We beseech Thee to hear our call. We offer Thee our lines of intent. From out the world of mankind doth come the call. Come aid us in our hour of need. Come lead us to thy holy fire. Come heal our broken world. As it has been written, so shall it be. Great Lord, command our souls in thy army of light. We place before thee our all. We, thy vanguard, have eyes half shut. Awaken us wherever we may be. Let us sleep no more. Let light enter and darkness be gone. Great teacher, hear our supplication. Come again into our hearts that we may know thy wonder. We invoke thee in all thy power and love. Lord of compassion, pour upon us thy healing balm, that we may be whole once more. Great Lord, we touch the hem of thy garment, that we may be at one with thy divine purpose. Let us serve thee this day and forevermore. Lord, let us become a channel for thy love. Let us smite the darkness and let in thy glory. Great Lord of Light, hear our prayer. Where once we were lost, now we are found. Great Lord, we invoke thee. Om. So the Antikarana flows through us and beyond us. That rainbow bridge upon which the world teacher shall tread into the heart of humanity. It is a connecting highway of love, light and power that needs the connection upon the earth plane to complete the chain of light that stretches into infinity. Let us tarry a while and visualize that light passing down through Shambhala, the hierarchy, our ashram, our group, and the new group of world servers, into our incarnate world. And now we shall withdraw back into our incarnate self, that weighty body that awaits us. And let us give thanks to our ashram, our master, and the hierarchy, and the devas who attended today. We give thanks to be a part of this great work for the externalization of our spiritual hierarchy. And we send love and receive love. And we slowly come back down and at our feet. We notice our box. Take from that box what you will, and leave behind those things which have become redundant when faced with the light of the soul. May you all find love and peace. And thank you for attending today. And never forget, you are constantly within our ashram. Namaste.
Namaste.